Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by our Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Kisavai, that's Perch of Zion, Pasuk Gedalf. And the Chumash tells us, Vaitzav Moshe So'am and Bayoim Ha'ulemar, and Moshe commanded the nation on that day, saying, Eila Yamdu Levarech So'am al Har Grizim, these shall stand to bless the nation on Har Grizim, Bavarchem Asayardin, when you cross over the Jordan, Shimon Vlevi Behuda, Vizachar Yosef Ubinyamin, Ve'elo Yamdu al Klala Bahar Evil, and these shall stand for the curse on Har Evil, Ruven Godva Asher, Uzvul and Donvan Aftali. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Good Bez, Levarech So'am. Six shvatim went to the top of Har Grizim, v'shisha l'rosh Har Evel, and six to the top of Har Evel, which is the opposing mountain. V'kehanim v'alavim v'aron l'mato, and the kehanim levim and the aron were down below in the valley, but emtsa in the middle. Hafchul levim p'neim klapei Har Grizim pasul bracha. The levim turned their faces towards Har Grizim, and they opened up. They started with the bracha. Baruch ish asher lo yaseh pesul masecha. Blessed is the man that does not make a molten or carved image, which is going to be the next pasuk. Ve'elu ve'elu einu amen. Both of them answer amen. Chazur v'hafchul p'neim klapei Har Evel. They now turn their faces towards Har Evel, Pasul Beklala, and they begin with a curse. V'ayrim, and they say, Arur ha'isha shir yasa pasul, v'chein kulam, and so is the order with all them, ad ar ha'shir lo yakim, and we're going to see that right now. So back to Chumash Pasul Gedal, v'anu alavim, and the levim shall speak up, v'amru al-kal ish Yisrael, and say to all of Klal Yisrael, kal ram, in a loud voice, Arur ha'ish, cursed is the man, asher yasa pasul masecha, that makes a carved or molten image, toivas Hashem masei de charash, the abomination of Hashem, the work of a craftsman, v'sam basasar, and places it in secret. V'anu kala amin, the entire nation answers, v'amru amin, and they say Amen. Aru makla of imai, cursed is the one that degrades his father and mother. V'amar kalam Amen, and everyone says Amen. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Tav Zayin makla aviv mezalzel degrades them. Lashon v'nikla achicha. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Zayin. Aru masik vol re'eu, cursed is the one that moves the boundary of his friend. V'amar kalam Amen, everyone says Amen. Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Zayin masik vol machzir lachayrav, he moves it backwards. V'ganiv zakarka, and he steals his friend's land. Lashon v'husag acher. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches. Aru mashke iver badarch, cursed is the one that makes the blind go astray from the path. V'amar kalam amen, and everyone says amen. Rashi over here, pasuk yudches, mashke iver hasum badover. This is someone who's blind in a particular matter, umashiyei etzei ra, and he gives a person bad advice. So this is not specifically talking about leading someone who's actually physically blind off of the wrong path. It actually means giving someone bad advice. Back to Chumash pasuk yudches, arumate mishpat ger yosem v'almana. Cursed is the one that tilts or perverts the judgment of a ger yosem or almana. V'amar kalam amen, and everyone says amen. Arur shaychiv meshes aviv. Cursed is one who lies with the wife of his father. Kigila kanaf aviv, because he uncovered the robe of his father. V'amar kal ha'am amen, and everyone says amen. Arur sheichim kal behema, curse is one that lies with any animal. V'amar kal ha'am amen, and everyone says amen. Arur sheichim machosei, curse is one that lies with his sister. Bas avay bas imay, the daughter of his father or mother. V'amar kal ha'am amen, everyone says amen. Arur sheichim chaysantoy, curse is one that lies with his mother-in-law. V'amar kal ha'am amen, everyone says amen. Arur makei re'eu bas aser, curse is one that strikes his friend in private. V'amar kal ha'am amen, and everyone says amen. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk chav dalad, makei re'eu bas aser, alashen haru oimer. This is said about lashen hara, because you could speak lashen about a person in private, and he's not going to know about it, but you're still striking him. And now Rashi continues and says, "Reisi b'seish shel Ramesha Darshan, I son Ramesha Darshan, Yud Alf Arum Yesh Kan. There's 11 Arum over here, Keneged Yud Al Shvatim, corresponding to 11 Shvatim. Ukeneged Shimon Loikas of Arur. However, corresponding to Shevet Shimon, there is no Arur. Why is that? L'fisha Loihaya Beliba Levarch Lefnei Ma'isai Shaber Shar Shvatim. Moshe Benu didn't have in his heart that he was going to bless Shevet Shimon right before his death, as he was going to bless everyone else. L'kachle Ratzel Kalloi. Therefore, he didn't want to curse him either. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Hey Arur. Curses one that takes a bribe, lahakos nefesh dam naki, to kill a person of innocent blood. V'amar kalam amen, everyone says amen. And now this aror is just a general aror. Aror asher lo yakim es dibra atara zois lasers oisam. Curses the one that doesn't uphold these words of Torah to do them. V'amar kalam amen, and everyone says amen. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk chavav asher lo yakim kan kol es kol atara kula. Over here we just have a generalization of the entire Torah of the kiblu aleim ba'alu v'shvuah, and they accepted upon themselves with a curse and an oath. Back to Chumash perek chav ches pasuk aleph. V'haya en olbi im shema. If you hearken to the voice of Hashem your God, lishmar lasis is kol mitzvais of, to observe, to perform, to do all of His mitzvais, asher anochim tzavcha hayom, that I command you today, unesancha Hashem lekecha elyon al kol goyaretz, Hashem is going to elevate you over all the nations of the land, ubo alecha kol brachas ha'ela, and all these brachas will come to you, v'hisi gugacha, and they're going to overtake you, kisishma b'kal Hashem lekecha, that's if you listen to the voice of Hashem your God, baruch ata bo'ir uvarcha ata basade, you shall be blessed in the city and you shall be blessed in the field, baruch privet necha, the fruit of your womb shall be blessed, upriyad Masacha, and the fruit of your land, and the fruit of your animals, Shigar alafecha v'ashresanecha, the issue of your cattle and flocks of sheep and goats. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalad, Shigar alafecha. What does that mean? Valdes bekarecha, the children, the offspring of your cattle, shabahemim shagers mea, the behema sends forth from its insides. V'ashresanecha kitargumai, like Targum translates it. Rabbi Sinu Darshu and Chazad Darshan, Lominikashmam ashtrais, why are flocks of sheep and goats called ashtrais? Shemashir is balayim, because they make their owners wealthy, umachzikos say some, and they strengthen them. Kashto ashtaros halalu, like these ashtaros, water ashtaros, shehen slaim chazakim, these are strong boulders. Back to Chumash Pasuk Hey, Baruch Tanachom Mishartecha, blessed is your basket of fruit and your kneading bowl. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey, Baruch Tanacha, Perusecha, this is your fruit. Davar Ach, another way of understanding this is Tanacha, Davar Lach, something that's moist, Shatam Sanin Basalim, that you filter out, that you sift through with baskets. Umishartecha, Davar Yavish, this is something that's dry, Shanishar Bechliva Enozov, it remains in the Kli, in the vessel that it's in, and it doesn't flow out. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, Baruch Atav Vayecha, Uvarch Atav Esesecha, blessed will you be in your coming, and blessed will you be in your going. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav, Baruch Atav Vayecha, Uvarch Atav Esesecha, Shetehei Yitziyaschem in Ha'olam Bleichet, your leaving of this world shall be without sin, Kibiyascha La'olam, just like your coming into this world was without sin. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with the sixth Aliyah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.